Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojofa Maria Enserama. And as always, I am going to open up this channel with you, for you, to you, by first honoring the ancestors. And as always, I start off with my two teachers, Malidoma and Sabonpu Somme from Burkina Faso, the land of the proud ancestors. And I ask you to join me and to call out the names and think about those persons whose shoulders you're standing upon, those persons for without them being here, you wouldn't be here. And let's honor them and acknowledge them on this time and this day. Here we go. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, May the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you during this opening month of the second quarter of 2024 and ask you to enable us to live our personal renaissance more deeply by remembering and enacting upon our higher purposes during this auspicious and landmark mineral year. Grant us access to our higher timeline where we know that what we are seeking is seeking us. Give us the strength and the courage to continue to accept and embrace this new age and new earth consciousness, daring greatly to live out our new narratives, knowing that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, continue to enable us to move forth from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Asher Ho'asa. Ashinka B'Zivan. So it is. So it is. Yes. So, good evening again, dear Wisdom Walkers. My theme for 2024, What You Seek Is Seeking You. And April is the first of two mineral months in this landmark, again, mineral year for personal change from the inside out. And April also begins the second quarter of this forward movement, Year of the Dragon, yes. And the theme for April is Live on Purpose. It's one of the five collective commitments I'll be spilling on throughout the year. And I want to thank you so much for joining me to share, as I share my wisdom, my insights, and my guidance for growing your consciousness about the difference between your job, your purpose, and how to create your treasure map to a purpose-filled life full of new adventures, new acquaintances, and new happy endings. Yes. But first, just a reminder, especially for those of you who are listening to the live broadcast, if you have any problem with your internet connection, you can listen to this over the phone. And that phone number is area code 563-999-3089. Let me say that again. It's area code 563-999-3089. And if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to leave me, any feedback, you can do that most easily by going to my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio. You can also go to my Facebook group, Wisdom Walk Community, which you're welcome to join. I have a website, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com, or of course, in the comment section below this YouTube video. But right now, I invite you to sit or lie back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and discover the true treasure of being human. Okay. So, as I said, we are in this mineral year, and the focus is very much about purpose and connecting deeply, not only to others, but to ourselves. It's really the year to reclaim more of the truth of who we are. Very important. My annual commitment and theme is about what you seek is seeking you, and that is from the great Rumi, the great poet. I just love this picture, which I love looking at it as I start off my multicast, because it's just a great reminder that we really are connected to a greater order and direction. My theme in April, again, is Live on Purpose. It's that combination of mineral energy, but also some water in there, yeah. And I've siphoned this down to be focused on your job is not your purpose. Your job can be an expression of purpose, but your purpose is much greater than your job. Your purpose is connected to your soul, the center of your inner landscape that holds the truth of who you are. Yes, so important. So here's my overview for you for tonight. First, I'm going to do a recap of why your job isn't your purpose. Then I'm going to go into helping you learn about remembering your purposeful destination. Then we're going to talk about designing your treasure map. And then I'll end with a PGO, a personal growth opportunity, for embarking on your journey. My quote for tonight comes from Dan Millman, who is the author of this book called Living on Purpose, Straight Answers to Universal Questions. But he's probably more known for his book that became a movie called The, and now I'm going to forget it. Oh, my God. I can't believe I just forgot. I blocked on the name of it. But it's got warrior in there. I think it's a spiritual warrior. No, that doesn't sound right. Anyway, Dan Millman, D-A-N, and then M-I-L-L-M-A-N-N. I forgot the last one, N in his name. But it's a great book, and it's a great movie. Anyway, this quote that I'm sharing tonight says, in living on purpose and acting on principle, we become like bamboo, strong yet supple, yielding to the forces we encounter, then snapping back on track. Yes, yes, so wonderful. Absolutely. So let me do a recap for you. Why your job isn't your purpose. First of all, you can't retire. You can retire from your job, but you cannot retire from your higher purpose. You can change jobs, but not your higher purpose. Your higher purpose is never about survival, and your higher purpose is the enactment of your superpower. And last week I gave an exercise for you to get more familiar with that or claim that using the dagger of medicine wheel, the elemental wisdom. Also, why you want to align your job with your higher purpose is liberation from attachment to work/office drama, able to say no to what is out of alignment for you, and then no reason to give your power away to earn money. Yeah, because that, of course, is something that happens way too frequently. And then how to align your job with your higher purpose. I talked about you need to know and claim your superpower. You will be called to the right work situation so you can easily enact, dispense, and experience your higher purpose. This is really something we have to believe because it really, really can happen. And then you have to let go of a wrong work situation no matter how much money you are making now. Because when you align with purpose, you will definitely be able to have more income flowing in. Yeah, and in ways that you couldn't imagine. Absolutely. So, you know, this is about going on a journey and looking for the treasure. That's my analogy for how do we really connect with purpose. Sometimes we start off thinking we know purpose, but on your journey, you're going to get clearer or things will be brought to you to make you clearer. But it's really important that we get it, that this is a journey and a journey into the unknown, meaning it's where you've never been before. You know, it's like Star Trek, to go where you've never gone before. Yeah, it's about a journey. Hey, there's Carmen Ray checking in from Arizona. Hey, Carmen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. She had a big event yesterday. I can't wait to hear how it went. So let me give you some guidance here about remembering your purposeful destination and why I say remembering rather than choosing or creating. It's because this information is inside of you. Being on purpose is something we're all born with. So it is something in you that you just need support in remembering. You don't have to make it up. You can't make it up. But you do need to remember. And so I am going to get you to where you can actually start making a map to your purposeful destination. But before creating it, you really need to be clear about your destination. So here's the first step. You have to envision a new life f- full of new adventures, new acquaintances, and new happy endings. Most importantly, see yourself being fulfilled. See yourself winning. Yes. Take time to dream big about how you want to experience your daily living. I can't tell you folks how important this first step is because it is everything. It is what really breaks something open in us so that we can go beyond whatever is blocking us from being on purpose. And for those of you who have worked with me or you know how I teach about core wounds, childhood wounds, adverse childhood experiences, that pain body that is very real, and it will sabotage us. And so we have to really take on getting beyond the limitations brought on by adverse things and challenges. So taking that time to really just let yourself fall into a dream state about, okay, what is it that I can imagine being, doing, having, seeing? Let myself go there. Yeah. And this is about dreaming. You don't have to figure anything out. You just have to give yourself permission to allow, again, what's inside of you to start moving up and out to where you can get a handle on it. Yeah. The second step is about accepting the known. And by that I mean identifying what in your job, or you can be also focusing on home or relationship that's not working, because all of that always seems to be connected, right? Job, home, relationship. Yeah, like the holy trinity of our daily life. So accepting what's not working, not trying to ignore it, not trying to rationalize it, not trying to defend it. You know, like, yeah, this is about, I need to really accept that this is not working. This is a hard step, folks. It is really hard, especially if you were in a job that you thought would, you know, take you to the ending, you know, or that when you went for it, everything seemed like this is it. This is it. I'm in my dream job. It's wonderful. But when you take off the rose-colored glasses and realize that, you know what, it's not all that I thought. It's not even what I thought. We do need to accept that. You know, I've been in that situation several times. And it's really painful, but it's so important because anything that's not transformed will be transferred. So when we're not happy and we're not comfortable, and even though we may not have expressed it, we do start to transfer our pain. We start to go in resentment. We start to play victim, you know, all of that stuff. So, again, accepting what's not working, really important, essential. Next, we have to allow ourselves to believe that we can have something new and that we can choose something new. So identify examples of jobs, homes, or relationships that you believe could work for you. You can use examples from other people, from movies, from books, from YouTube, from television, or your imagination. I love this step. I love this step because it's us giving ourselves permission to not stay suffering. And so many of us, and especially those of us with slavery in our ancestral background, and post-traumatic slave syndrome is real. Joy DeGruy, I've talked about her. I will continue to talk about her and her work to get us to understand that, you know, those things that happened to your ancestors will be brought down to you. And so this tolerance, especially among Black people for suffering and struggling, yeah, we've got to get beyond that. And so we have to give ourselves permission to really think of something new, something different. Like, I don't need to tolerate crazy, uncomfortableness, shortchange, victimization, betrayal, sabotage, you know, all of that. Yeah. And so taking on this identifying what it is that you want and using, you know, other people examples. You know, I do that all the time. Like, I'll go someplace and see a house, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I could see myself living here. You know, even if I'm just looking at the outside, I'd be like, yeah, I could do, that's it, that's my house. You know, or even jobs. Like, when I hear about people in jobs or job situations or job projects, because I'm a consultant, and they talk about how wonderful it is and what great things are happening, I'd be like, yeah, that would work for me. So, again, or you see something in a movie even that you say, wow, I want that. Give yourself permission to choose something new. Know that movement can happen. And then this last step, also very important, open to being taught by your God and the universe what you must do to grow into, either leave or transcend the conditions, meaning you must pray, ask, and express gratitude for right guidance, for disengaging from what doesn't work. And again, not every situation needs to be left. We don't have to leave it if we can transcend it. Yeah, we can transcend the conditions. That is possible. I've done that too. I've had that experience. But open to being taught. Oh, my God. I had a conversation with my sister this morning. She lives in New York. And she is a highly, highly grateful participant in AA. And my sister is very brilliant. So she gets AA at such a deep spiritual level in a way some other people I know in AA don't get. And she also is at an age, and was at an age when she began, which has been about, I think, 17 years now, where she was able to choose exactly what in AA really works for her and leave what doesn't alone, you know, do what it is that she really needs. And she's been sober, you know, since she started. But we were talking, and she was saying that in AA there is this teaching about being open to being taught. And I was like, oh, my God, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Being open to being taught. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. I thought I'd give her some props. Because that's what it's about. Like, if we're shut down, if we think we know, and we know it all, or, again, right, I'm so used to tolerating failure and sabotage, and it never worked out for me. You know, if we're stay in that, you ain't gone, nobody can teach you anything. You can't be taught because you've made up your mind already. So we have to open to being taught if we're really going to live a purposeful, purpose-filled, purpose-driven, purpose-centered life. We really, really, really need to do that. And Carmen Ray is agreeing. She sent a comment, love that, being open to being taught. Yes. That, there's something about that languaging with that that to me just really gets at something deeper than just saying trust the unknown or don't know. It really is that you have to put in, you have to put in the time and energy to allow yourself to be taught. Yeah, yeah. And the universe is a great teacher. It's a great teacher, but you have to allow it, you know. And there's a lot of people I know out there trying not to let the universe teach them. They want to make up how they think it needs to be, and the universe is trying to bring you something else. Yeah, yeah. And again, this is not easy stuff, folks. What I'm talking about, this is really deep stuff, but it's important. And we're at a time in human history where we really have to open up to a greater order and direction. We've got to stop thinking we know it all. And I'm going to share with you something at the very end of this to just put more emphasis on that. But let me go into our map making. Designing your treasure map. X marks the spot. Now, whether you choose to leave or transcend the conditions of a job, home, or relationship, you must choose to move forward from the inside out, right? That's what I'm always talking about, because this is what self-mastery is really about. And you also have to disengage gracefully and incrementally so that you demonstrate compassion for yourself and others. This is how you take full responsibility for your choosing to live on purpose. Now, if I haven't said it specifically enough, let me say it, that when you make a decision to live on purpose, to be aligned with your higher timeline, your higher purpose, you're leaving stuff. Something's got to be left. And in a transcendence process where it is, yeah, I may stay in a situation, in an environment, but I am not going to be the same person that I was before. And I'm not going to allow anybody or anything to prevent me from what it is I now need to be and do. Yeah. But you got to leave something. So that's why you hear me talking about being graceful and incrementally disengaging from what is not working. Yeah, you have to leave it. And I have a comment from Rachel, I think it is, Masai. I'm screwing up her name, Valeas Navea. It looks like Portuguese to me. It's a Portuguese name. But she's saying hi from Canada. And she tells me that I'm a hidden gem. Raquel, thank you. If you're Brazilian, obrigado. Thank you so much. Beautiful feedback. Yeah. She's getting it. She gets it. She says, yes, I love Brazil. She is from Brazil. Yes, obrigado. Thank you so much. So this is what it's about, folks. We have got to get it that we got to leave. We got to move forward. And for your mapping, I'm suggesting the Wisdom Walk Healing and Growth Process as one way to map out getting to living on purpose, okay? Let me share this with you. I do play around with ChatGPT and DALL-E, and I asked them to give me a visual of the Wisdom Walk and the five elemental components of the inner landscape that we have to move through. And this is one of the renderings that they did. And I just love this. I just love this. Like, this is me imagining me, you know, being in another realm, in my inner landscape. I got on my white, because that's what you do when you're doing sacred stuff. And I'm looking at all of these inner landscape areas. And those of you, some of you know the medicine wheel, but there is fire, there is water, there is earth. There is mineral, those mountains, and of course there is nature, plants, animals, and humans. Yeah. So the Wisdom Walk, and this is what I teach about in my book, it takes us through our inner landscape and gives us an opportunity to address these healing places that we need to address. Carmen says, beautiful for that depiction of the Wisdom Walk. Yeah. And so first there is this ancestral mountain of fire, and there we focus on forgiveness. Then we come to the valley of still waters. That's where we get to release shame, blame, and guilt. Then we land at the Earth Village. It's a good rest spot where we focus on valuing self and others. Then we move on to the mineral cave. We have to go into that dark cave because that's where we get to remember purpose. And then last but not least, we move into the land of nature, and this is where we focus on welcoming change. Yeah, yeah, welcoming change. Absolutely. I just love it. I just love it. And again, the emphasis here is for us to understand that finding purpose, learning our purpose, requires us to take on removing the blocks to our ability to not only remember it, but to claim it and to live it. Yeah, yeah. And so, again, this is just one example of a way to map out what it is that you may need to do with yourself in order to live on purpose. Who do you have to forgive? And of course, you always include yourself. What's the shame, blame, or guilt you're carrying about something in your life, maybe in your ancestral life, that needs to get released? How are you valuing yourself or not? How are you valuing others or not? What work do you need to do on your valuing of yourself? Feeling worthy, feeling enough? Yeah. And then the remembering of purpose, of course, is really going beyond my job is my purpose, or my name is my purpose. You know, your name might include your purpose, but your name ain't your purpose. Like, what is it? What is it that I can never, never, you know, get away from, because it's a part of who I am, and it's an important part of who I am. And then the change, you know, once we wake up to purpose, everything changes. Everything changes, yeah. Nothing can stay the same, yeah. And things that you tolerated in the past, tolerated before, you have no tolerance for them now, yeah. It's like, boop, gone. Absolutely, absolutely gone. So let me give you a personal growth opportunity. And this is about creating either a vision board or a mood board. I love this mood board concept, which I got from Astro Butterfly. If you listen to my Astrology for Self-Mastery, you know I'm always quoting her, referencing her. She is amazing. So the idea is that a mood board is a collage of images, text, and other elements that evoke a particular mood or feeling, as opposed to a vision, which is more intellectual. Your feelings, intuitions, and innermost desires are often challenging to express in words, but can find resonance through imagery and symbolism. So again, the idea here is, you know, you're mapping out what it is that you need to heal, what it is you need to release from within yourself. And you find, you know, text and symbols and, you know, images and, yeah, just really, really fun stuff. Now, you may use the Wisdom Walk for guidance or create a healing and growth process that is best for you. Be open to being taught, meaning do the project in a sacred manner. You invoke the ancestor, spirit guides, and loving entities to assist and to guide you. And I just highly recommend this. You know, this is kind of a different approach than usual what people get when they're like, okay, how do I find my purpose? You know, this is about the inside-out way to connect with your purpose, to really go in and clean out and clear out the cobwebs, the barriers, the bricks, the blocks that would keep you from your remembering process, because that's how it has to happen. You have to be able to remember. Nobody can tell you your purpose. It is something within you. It's something you have to really remember. Yeah. So I want to share this excerpt from my book, The Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, and I think it just hits the nail on the head about, you know, being open to being taught. Yeah. So here we go. My elementary class of about 15 students at public school PS 40 on Staten Island in New York City was considered one of the smartest groups of children in the history of the school. I remember being told by our first grade teacher, Mrs. McCormick, as we sat with our back straight against our nailed down, straight in a row desk, with our arms stretched out in front of us and with our hands folded, that we were going to change the world. There were more of us born in 1957 than ever before in history of the world. We were told that we were special and had to be smart. Our being special and smart enough to memorize tons of facts and information may have served us well on standardized tests required for graduating from high school and entering college, but our having to know has made us some of the most unhappy and dissatisfied people in the history of the world. Statistically, my baby boom generation has higher rates of chronic diseases like diabetes and hypertension and more physical and mental disabilities than members of our parents' generation. Is it possible that we are more stressed out than the generation that grew up during the Great Depression and World War II? My mother would often say to me, "You have book knowledge, but you don't have any common sense." I'd get very angry at her for saying that, not understanding exactly what she meant, but how could a know-it-all not know something? I thought she was calling me stupid. But what she was really trying to do was let me know that there are things in life that I would have to open up to learning about without the help of a memorized data, books, or intellect. She was trying to get me to understand the bigger truth about life, which is, it is not an intellectual exercise. So I hope that brings some more highlight to you about the point that I have been making about your job is not your purpose, and that you can go on an exciting, scary at times, but very exciting journey to discover what that really is and how to live it and how to have more happiness, more joy, more fulfillment in your life than you could ever imagine. Yeah. And I want to do a shout out to someone who has taken a step to really disengage, did it very gracefully, to move forward and to discover purpose. And I hold many prayers for him. I know he's going to be fine. And he's not alone. There's several people taking this on right now. So here's my quote of the month from my dear Miss Mama Sarah saying, "A time emerges when we realize it is more painful to stay closed than to open freely to life flowering." Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, my dear Mama Sarah. Well, Wisdom Walkers, that comes to the end of tonight's multicast. And as always, I want to first do my thank yous out to my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and to the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. I also, of course, want to also give acknowledgement to those of you who are my regular listeners and watchers, all of you who have Wisdom Walked with me and you know who you are. Those of you who may be going to Wisdom Walk with me, to my family on both coasts and, of course, in the middle of the country in Wisconsin, to my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership colleagues, and my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, as well as those of you like Raquel who may be listening or watching for the first time. Thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't be doing this without your willingness to walk your wisdom, to do your self-mastery work. And so I am so grateful, because when one of us gets free, we all get free. Yes, yes, yes. Now, my next broadcast will be, this broadcast will be repeated next week on the live broadcast. Of course, you can go to YouTube and you can actually see the video anytime. My next live multicast, broadcast and live stream, will be on Sunday, May 5th, 5 p.m. Pacific time, as usual, where I'll fill on the fifth collective commitment for 2024, which is Go Beyond. Woohoo! I can't wait to talk about that. I am so excited, so excited. Of course, I always want to plug my book. There it is again, The Wisdom What's the Self-Mastery, available through Amazon, Kindle, and other online booksellers. I also want to plug my friend and a dear, dear colleague, Ms. Juanita Roberson, who together with Amy Houghton wrote The Underground Railroad, which she uses the medicine wheel to take you through a 40-day journey to remembering soul and spirit, also available through Amazon Kindle and online. Also, if you're looking for a place to tap into through Zoom and just get filled up with some spirit and be connected to some fabulous human beings who are open to being connected to a greater order and direction, please go and visit Heart for Healing Service by my dear friend and colleague, Queen Reverend Adara. It's every first and third Wednesdays of the month. The next one will be on May 1st. It is absolutely free, and you can get it by going to our website, spiritismylife.com, and look under events. I try not to miss it. It's a good dose of medicine for me. Love it, love it, love it, love it. And last but not least, I would like to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirits that walk with me, keep my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Listen, my darlings, I want you to have a very healthy and safe water week, which we start tomorrow. And I want you to embrace vulnerability and the unknown. I want you to open yourself up to being taught as you let go of what can no longer serve you. Also, continue to wear your mask as needed and or strengthen your immune system. Practice safe relating. Wash those hands frequently. Avoid perceived safety and embrace science safety. And most importantly, my darlings, you are not disposable. And why is that? Oh, yeah, because you are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.